Okay, we are going to go over some of the highlights of Maseches Psachim, Daf Tesem Beis at the bottom and Daf Yud. These sugyas are ostensibly some of the major sugyas in Tarovis, just with their applications to the halachos of Chametz. The first issue that comes up in the Gemara is a case where you have nine piles of matzah and one pile of Chametz, and the mouse goes and takes from one of the piles, not exactly sure which one it took. So the Gemara says that this case is really the same as the case of Tesha Chanuyos, which means if I have nine stores, one of them is selling shreif and none of them is selling kosher. So the halacha is that if you find a piece of meat on the outside, so it's in the basaruba. However, if someone went into the store and just don't remember which store the person went into, that's called the case of kavua. And we pass on the kol kavua as kamachza amachza dummy. We derive the halacha of kavua from the case of the arav lo v'kama lo, if a person throws a stone to a group of nine Jews and one goy. So in that case, you assume kol kavua kamachza amachza dummy, and you're not going to be chayiv mitzvah. It's a little bit interesting that the case over there of throwing the stone of Aravo, that case, the kavius remains in place. However, our case of kavua is just that it's not al min ha-kavua. You took it out from the kavua. It's a little bit hard to understand exactly what the dimyon between these cases is. The case of the mouse going and taking a bit of chametz or a bit of something, some substance from an area, nine were a matzah, one is chametz, we assume kol kavua, so therefore the pashtus in our Gemara, according to Rashi and based on just the context, is that we're dealing with the halachos of bedikas chametz, and therefore what the Gemara is saying is that you have to do bedikas chametz. For tesis akasha, what do you mean? The whole din bedikas chametz is a din d'rabbanan, and therefore we should assume suffik d'rabban l'hakka. Perhaps Rashi, however, will say that we don't apply the rule of suffik d'rabban l'hakka when it comes to bedikas chametz, because the entire institution bedikas chametz was based on suffik, so therefore we won't apply the principle of suffik d'rabban l'hakka. Nonetheless, Taisus has this kash on Rashi, how come you're learning the Gemara based on the dinim of bedikas chametz? It can't be. By Badika, we should say subject to Rabban Lahakel. This leads Taisus to have a different explanation. In the case of the nine piles and the mouse taking the bread, the Shaila is whether you can eat that piece of bread. Do you assume that the piece of bread is really matzah or is a chametz? So according to Taisus, since it's a din of kavu, you're not allowed to eat the bread. It's interesting to note that L'cha'ira Rashi would agree with Taisus. Ali B'dadin, that's just that our Gemara is dealing with inyanim of bedikas chametz. Nonetheless, the Mishnah Berurah in one place writes that the fact that Shulchan Aruch quotes this din only with respect to bedikas chametz and not with respect to eating of the chametz, that tells me that it's certainly usher to eat the chametz. Apparently, the Mishnah Berurah holds that just like chametz is not going to be bottle, we don't apply the rule of bittul b'rayv to chametz either because of the chumra of the chametz, because it's like a davar sheyesh l'matirim, but we don't apply bittul to chametz. So also, apparently, the Mishnah Berurah assumes that we don't follow the din of aslinon basaruba by chametz. That's already a big shayla, right? L'cha'or, the din of aslinon basaruba is completely different than the din of bittul b'rayv. Orla is going to be bottle b'masayim, right? It's not going to be bottle regular roiv, etc., but we still apply the rule of aslin basaruba by orla, as from Shlomo Zalman Arbach notes over here. So it's hard to understand this idea of the Mishnah Berurah that we do not say aslin basaruba when it comes to chametz. The next shaila that comes up in the Gemara is the case of she'ani omer. Let's say I have two piles. One pile is One is matzah, one is chametz, and there are two homes. One house was checked and the other house was not yet checked and two mice come. So she'ani omer, I assume that the matzah item ends up going into the checked house and the chametz item goes into the non-checked house. Just like if I have two piles, one of truma and one of chulin, we assume that the truma goes into the truma and the chulin goes into the chulin. That's the principle of sha'ani omer. The Gemara tells me that this principle of sha'ani omer is only mentioned with respect to dinim d'rabbanon. It's not said with respect to dinim d'orais. And consequently, we have to say in our Gemara that we're talking about a din d'rabbanon because min ha'tayra bittul suffices. And the case obviously is that you already did bittul. Then the Gemara has another case, which leads us to the famous discussion of shnei shevilin. Let's say you have one pile of chametz, and there are two homes which are checked, and a mouse goes, and you're not sure whether the mouse went into house A or house B. So the Gemara's medam, this is the case of shnei shevilin. Shnei shevilin is that there are two paths. One path has a dead body that covers up the entire length of the path. The other path doesn't have a dead body. You're not sure which path Reuven went in. You're not sure which path Shimon went in. Zakli Gemara, that if they both ask at the same time, so for sure, we have to be machmir. If one asks first and the other one asks after, then we could be make on both of them. However, there's a machlekes hatanoim. Let's say I show up and I ask, oh, by the way, and I say, this is relevant for me and for my friend. So that's the machlekes hatanoim, whether you can be mako in that situation or not. Tosfos, by the way, assumes that min hatera, of course, we're going to be mako in these cases of shnei shevilin. The only shaila is on the level of dirabonan. So effectively, in our case, with the chametz, we're basically saying the same thing. That there are two homes. It depends whether the homeowners are asking together or not, or I'm asking on behalf of myself and the other homeowner. We're making the exact dimyon to the case of shnei shevilin. The Gemara then has a case of safek ol, safek lo ol, which is a case that we're not sure whether the mouse went into the house or not. So that's machlokes hatanoim with respect to the case of the din of Bika, that the Tana Rabbi Eliezer holds that you're Tohar, because we're not sure you went in or not, but the other Tanayim, the Chachamim, are Machmir. Rashi comments that over here, even the Chachamim will be Meko, since the din of Bidikas Chametz is a din Dirabonon. L'cha'ayra, it's very hard to understand what the Kasha of the Gemara is about Safek Ol, Safek Lo Ol. The Mishnah told us in Daf Tes Omer Aleph that we're not worried that the holder went in, because were we to be worried, so then in the davar sof. So why is safek ol, safek lo ol different than that case? It's a little bit hard to understand. Obviously, yesh l'chalik is a little bit hard to understand. The Gemara has other cases, the case when you check and you don't find anything. So also, do we assume that the fact that I don't find anything means that I didn't check well? Do I assume the fact that I didn't find anything means that in fact there's no chametz there? We're medamet to cases of tumas meis. If I leave 9 pieces, I find 10. I leave 10 pieces, I find 9. I move it from one place in the room to other place in the room. All these shailas are in the Gemara. The Gemara has another case of if I have an achbar that's nichnas and there is a kikar b'fiv. Let's say the mouse goes in and there is some bread and you find crumbs afterwards, do you require bedika? Do you assume that, listen, mice usually don't leave crumbs. If it would be a baby, babies leave crumbs. Mice don't usually leave crumbs. So that's a discussion in the Gemara. So therefore, you have to do bedika by the case of the mouse with the crumbs. The Gemara has a shiloh, let's say one mouse, any permutation that you could think of comes up over here in this Gemara on Yud Amud Beis. Any permutation, one mouse comes in holding a piece of bread, another mouse comes out. Do you assume it's the same piece of bread, a different piece of bread? All these shailas keep on coming up. Finally, the Gemara right before the Mishnah has a shaila of kikar mishmei korah. Let's say you have a piece of bread up in the ceiling. The shaila is that you have to take a ladder to go and bring that bread down or not. Again, the Rishonim all discuss how does this relate to the din of bittul. Can it be mevatel chametz that is yadua, or can you not be mevatel chametz at yadua? These are all part of the conversations in the sugya. The Gemara has a shaila about if you have a piece of bread at the bottom of the bar, same type of shaila over there. Finally, the Gemara has an interesting shaila about if you have a snake that has some chametz in its mouth, or you mechuyav to hire a snake charmer to get the chametz out of the snake's mouth. That's another shaila that comes up in the Gemara. Tai says, I don't understand. Of course, you mechuyav to spend money on bedikas chametz. Obviously, the case over here is a little bit different because the Shaila is that maybe the snake is going to eat the chametz, and therefore you don't have to worry the snake, that the chametz is going to be around after. Again, these are some of the highlights that we have in Pesachim Daf Yud. Thank you for listening.